You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Willets Point, Shea Stadium.
Flushing Meadows Corona Park is the second largest park in New York City. Located directly east of LaGuardia Airport, the park has been subjected to many incarnations, from a landfill to the site of two world's fairs.
Flushing Meadows Park is home to a sprawling population of Canada geese. More than 1 million geese travel annually along the Atlantic Flyway, the migratory route down the Atlantic coast to the Gulf of Mexico. They love the grassy shores of the bay and are especially attracted to the lawns surrounding the park's two man-made lakes. The lakes installed for the 1939 World's Fair will build a stormwater retention basin. The main inhabitants of this ecosystem are phragmite reeds, plankton, algae, and Canada geese. Though beautiful, they were not constructed to sustain the ecosystems of Flushing Meadows.
The lakes essentially pollute themselves with eutrophic bacteria. Before the installation of the lakes, the marshes of Flushing Meadows were drained as the tides came in and out. Once Flushing Creek was dammed to create the lakes, this natural system of cleansing could no longer continue. Consequently, the steady leaching of phosphorus from the marshland into the lakes without tidal action has caused the eutrophication of the water through a saturation of algae. They're commonly thought of as parkland pests, larger siblings of urban rats and pigeons.
But this is also their adopted home. They even have legal rights and are protected by federal and state laws.
Unfortunately for them, they have come under more severe attack as an actual threat to human life. A collision with a flock of geese is being blamed for the engine failure of the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on January 15, 2009.
Cactus 1539 hit birds through phosphorus and both engines returning back towards LaGuardia.
1529, bird strike, he lost all engine, he lost the thrust in the engine, he's returning immediately.
Going down. In the water.
They had a double bird strike, which usually means birds have hit both engines.
Though the plane landed safely, the natural world is now under attack.
These geese are a blight, said William Santos, as he walked the World's Fair Marina near LaGuardia Airport. The city has to get them out of here, just for our own safety, never mind the mess they leave behind. Another marina visitor, Jack Riley, 43, was more blunt. They should have a hunting season here on these geese. Let the criminals shoot the geese instead of people.
The question is what we call nature really natural?
At what point does the man-made environment become the natural environment? And at what point are we really just fighting ourselves?
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Emily Glass and Stephanie Odenheimer and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.